Blog Talk Radio.
Time to talk about it with your host, none other than Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. We'd like to welcome you to this broadcast this morning, trusting that you're wide awake and thanking God for waking you up this morning. My name is Sister Diane, and I'll begin to pray for you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness. And all those that we are praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, and what they're in need of, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Logan, Lord, Father, that needs a bone transplant, Lord, Father, knowing that you're bigger than a bone transplant right now, Lord Father. Touch his body right now, Lord Father. We speak healing, and we're thanking you right now for that bone transplant in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to touch and strengthen his mother, Lord Father, and all those, Lord Father, that are surrounding her and supporting her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you the Barnes family, Lord, and the passing, Lord, of Pastor Sharon, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for supernatural strength, Lord, Father. We thank you for the peace and the comfort, Lord, Father. Father, touch all those that have lost loved ones now, Lord, Father. Father, comfort their heart, Lord, for you say you will not leave them comfortless, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thanking you and just glorifying you, Lord, Father, for never leaving us, Lord, Father, nor forsaking us, Lord. Father, we continue to hold before you Aggie right now, Lord, Father. She needs you, Lord, Father, to intervene in her situation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. You know, Lord, Father, what it is that she's dealing with, Lord, Father. And, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for moving in her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lillian, Lord, Father. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for bringing her through surgery, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for being there as she recovers, Lord, Father. Continue to strengthen, Lord, Father, her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams' daughter, Lord, Father. And we ask that you continue, Lord, Father, to touch her body as well, Lord, Father. Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, we speak healing, Lord Father. Touch her mind right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over her mind. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elise, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to touch her mind right now, Lord Father. We know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father. She needs your healing touch, Lord Father. Father, from the crown of her head, Father, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. Touch her children right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, we ask, Lord, Father, that they turn, Lord, Father, repent, Lord, Father, seek your face and invite you in their heart, Lord, Father, as their Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Felona and her daughter, Lord, Father, asking you right now, Lord, Father, for your shield of protection round about them, Lord, Father. They're going in and they're coming out, Lord, Father. You know their situation, Lord, Father. We dispatch their warring and minister angels to continue to stand guard round about them, Lord, Father. And, Father, continue to give her the strength, Lord, Father, that she needs right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Lynn, Lord Father. You know her situation as well, Lord Father. And Father, she's looking for your intervention, Lord Father. Father, intervene on her behalf right now, Lord Father, as we continue to speak peace, Lord Father. Give her the peace that pass all understanding and know nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, you are that burden bearer. You are that way maker, Lord Father. You are that healer, Lord Father. And we say thank you today, Lord. Heavenly Father, there are so many people, Lord Father, upon this prayer list, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that are asking for salvation for their loved ones, Lord Father. And Father, we know that time is at hand right now, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to hear their cry right now, Lord. Hear their cry for their loved ones, Lord Father, that they may not go, Lord Father, into a Christless grave, Lord Father, but they repent, Lord Father. And Father, turn to you and accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki right now, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to strengthen her. Continue to keep her, Lord Father, and touch her daughter as well, Lord Father. Continue to keep them in the ark of safety right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just bless your name, Lord Father. We thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord Father, how we continue, Lord Father, to touch lives, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, how you use this broadcast to touch nations right now, Lord Father. Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, we thank you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for giving them that opportunity right where they're at, Lord Father, to accept you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the healing, Lord Father, of mind, of body, of spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the fivefold ministry, Lord Father, your men and women of God that continue, Lord Father, stand on the front line, Lord Father, preaching, teaching, Lord Father, your word, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for using them, Lord. So, Father, as they continue to pour out, Lord Father, to your people, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. And no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, O God. Father, we ask right now, Lord Father, that you keep that shield of protection round about them, Lord. Father, keep that hedge up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, when they're weary, Lord Father, let them remember your word, Lord Father, and continue, O God, to stand, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that they have more fighting for them than against them, Lord Father. Touch their congregation, Lord Father, that they may raise up, Lord Father God. And Father, pray and intervene, Lord Father God, for their leaders right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord, Father. We just saying thank you. Father, I hold before you my leaders, Lord, Father, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor right now, Lord, Father. And I ask, Lord, Father, that you keep them covered under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your hedge of protection, Lord, Father God, round about them, knowing no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord. We thank you for supernatural strength, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them right now, Father, as they continue to pour into us, Lord. Father, as they continue to war on our behalf, Lord, Father, keep them covered under the blood. Refresh them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And, Father, we ask all this, Lord, all this we're asking, Lord, Father, in your name, knowing, O God, that no day is promised to us, Lord, Father, but every day is a gift, Lord, Father. And we thanking you, Lord, Father, for our gift, Lord. We thanking you for being able, Lord, Father, for use of our limbs, breathing in our own, Lord, Father. And, Father, you give us one more day, Lord, Father, to get it right, Lord, Father, with you, Lord, and be that light in someone else's darkness, Lord, Father, because it's not about me, myself, and I, Lord, Father, but it's about others, Lord, Father. It's about you, Lord, Father. It's about the God operating within us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you as we speak healing and deliverance flowing through these airways today, Lord, Father. We thank you for change of mindset, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for love releasing, Lord, Father, through the airways right now, Lord, Father, for those that feel that they're not loved, oh God. Father, we just thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for wrapping your loving arms round about them this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we'd like to welcome you and thank you each and every Wednesday and Thursday that you join us on Blog Talk Radio. We just thank you for your daily support. I'll now give you the word for the day. Lack of faith can cause us to think of our fears as actual dangers, our worries as absolute realities, our anxieties as all-important crises. On the other hand, deep, abiding faith in ultimate good, in divine presence, in perfect love, give us the strength to stand with assurance regardless of outward circumstances. I'll read that again. Lack of faith can cause us to think of our fears as actual dangers, our worries as absolute realities, and our anxieties as all-important crises. On the other hand, deep abiding faith in ultimate good, in divine presence, in perfect love, give us the strength to stand with assurance, regardless of outward circumstances. We just thank God for that word today. Trusting that it encouraged someone today, that their faith is a little bit low today, because at times our faith always goes down that way. But God always, always would send someone to encourage us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Yes, we have the host here. And you know the host already said, oh, keep on going. I tell you, I have to just thank God for her. I thank God for her encouragement. I thank God even for her supernatural strength today. I thank God for her being that warrior that war and intercede on others' behalf and cares about her flock today. I tell you, she stand by God's word, and she only move when God say move. So if you see her standing and she ain't moving, God didn't tell her to move. And one thing I can say, she's obedient to that word. She is. So, you know, I'm going to be obedient too, you know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you. You know, today I'm going to talk to you. And my topic today is to serve or be served. Which one are you today? Which one do you, you know, operate in? Because today, most people don't want to serve. They want to be served. And if they're not being served, they don't want to be your friend. They don't want to be associated, you know, with you. And the meaning of serve, it says, to perform duties or services for another person or organization. Other meaning, it says, present food or drink to someone. When we go to a restaurant, we have a server that serve us. Sometimes the server can be rude. Sometimes they can be nice. It all depends on what day they're having, what spirit they have within them. But then we talk about the server. But what about us? How do we handle that server? Because we are also serving, because we're telling them, you know, what we want them to do. So we're serving them with something that we want. How do we use that? How do we talk to them? Do we look at them because, look down at them because of their job that they have? Because that's what a lot of people do. They look down because of the job that you hold. But today, I'm going to come to you from Deuteronomy chapter 10, starting at verse number 8. And it say, at that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day. Wherefore, Levi had no part, no inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. And I stay in the mount according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. And the Lord will not destroy thee. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel what thou, the Lord thy God, required of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Now, when he's talking about fear, he's not talking about, oh my God, I should be afraid of God. It's a reverence to God. Okay? To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heavens of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. It's telling you now. Say, behold, the heaven and the heavens of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. It's telling you what to do now. And this is spiritual now. Spiritual talking. Those that have the ear, let them hear. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not person, nor taketh regard. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widows, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Shelter thou fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave and swear by his name. Now, God made us for a purpose, to serve and worship him. Today, when you look at others, you may see someone that can't do something for themselves. They may not be able to feed themselves. When I used to go into the nursing homes and I see the elderly, mostly it's elderly people in the nursing homes, but also in the nursing homes, they call it a rehabilitation center. So on one side, you have the nursing home. On the other side, you have the rehabilitation center. And when my mother was alive, I would go there. I would visit her. And you see people that can barely feed themselves. And you would think that some of the employees, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be there and serve the people. That is their job, to take care of them, look after them. But it was like an issue for them to do. They was just there to collect a paycheck. That's what it was. That's how I felt. Because I'm walking in there and I'm seeing this happen. And today it's like people don't want to serve. They want to be served. You know? And it breaks my heart anytime I go and I witness something like that. Or, you know, even in someone's home, you know, you go and you see the way how they treat their parents, their loved ones, that is sick and not able that or have the use of all their limbs. They don't, certain things they can't do for themselves. But like I always say, you don't have to get up in age for you not to be able to do for yourself. You can get into a major accident and lost a limb or, you know, lost some part or one of your senses that you need someone to help you. But is the person that is around you, are they caring enough? Do they have the love of God in their heart to do it, or it's just about me, myself, and I? You know, serve. And I'll continue. Serve. People don't want to serve today. I'll continue to say it. They don't want to serve. They want to be served. They want to say, do this, do that. They want to give that directive, but do not want no one to give them directive. See, when we even come and bring it into biblical form, we in the book, when the man and woman of God is standing up there, giving you the word of God, they are serving you that word. You are sitting to that table and you are eating from that plate. What you receive from that plate is where your heart is. It's where your spirit. What did you come in expecting? Did you come in expecting to be healed? Did you come in expecting to receive the word? Or did you come in to bind the service, try at least to bind the service? Or did you just come in to judge? What did you do when you come in? How did you prepare yourself when you come in to hear that word? Because you know what? They are serving you, what thus say the Lord. Whether you choose to accept it or not, the true man and woman of God, they're going to stand there and do what God give them to do. We, as a people, standing there, sitting there, hearing that word, is for us to receive that word, eat that word, eat it, and apply it to us. And it goes the other way, too, because you have some leaders, they're just up there, and they're giving the word. That's it. They ain't serving you. They won't even serve you a plate of food. They want to be served, not just in the spiritual sense. God called everyone to serve. Jesus came and he served. He served the people the word. He served the people the natural food. And you know what? He served them by even washing their feet. Today, if somebody out there need their feet washed, you can watch at them like, I'll put the water there. You better wash your own feet. What if they can't wash it? What if they need help washing it? Because at some point in time, you need help yourself. You need help getting to know the word. So what do? You ask. I thank God today for teaching. I thank God for the patience. When I came into the ministry, I thank God for how Apostle break the word down to to even a very child can understand the word. And she have a servant heart. And she enjoy what she does. Some of us today, we don't. I talk about the nursing home. I don't know if y'all ever been, have to stay in one or go into one. Till at one point I was like, well, can, you know, you come in and maybe sit with someone that don't have nobody that comes in and look after them. That's a service. And you're not doing it for money. You're doing it because you care and you see, just like you want to be loved. It doesn't matter what that person may have done in their life. You can be that one to change that person's attitude. You know, you can make them laugh. They may just need a hug or just someone to just sit and talk with them because they don't have no loved one that comes and visit. They just drop them off. You know, maybe they live in another state, you know, another city or whatever, and they don't get the chance to see their loved ones often. And now that we have, you know, this virus and all that that is going on, yeah, it is hard for you to even think about doing that. But look around today. You're in a neighborhood. You may see an elderly person out there trying to, you know, mow their lawn, and they're struggling. Now, some of them, they can handle it. That's what keeps them, you know, going. But if you see them struggling, would you even offer your service? Would you today? God wants us to serve, not just to be served, but to serve as well. So, today, don't think about yourself. Think about others. Joseph, his situation, he was in jail. He was in prison. And he still served. He served when they came and they asked him about the dream. He served them. Have you ever looked at yourself and say, as I was growing up, what was it that I was doing? I was talking to Apostle, I think it was yesterday or the day before. I say, you know what? From growing up, I take care. I find myself, I'm always taking care of someone. I don't take care of someone for the money. I looked after my grandmother. There was children in the neighborhood, younger children, and they would always be drawn to me, you know, so I would always look after them. I'm always looking after somebody. And I love it. It's not a problem. Sometimes people just want to blow off steam. People want to be, you know, they need a hug. They want laughter. I love to laugh. So if I see you know, upset or whatever, I'll try to make you laugh or do something funny, say something funny, you know. Sometimes you really don't want to be bothered, so you just step away and you come back. You you're doing your service. You're trying to turn that light on in their darkest situation that they're going through. And, you know, just being able to do that, you know, my cousin and my sister, they make fun of me, you know, and I just have to laugh. They call me a mother hen. Everybody, you know, call me a mother hen. Because when you love someone, you care about people. In this day and time, you want to make sure that they are okay. You want to make sure that they're okay. Today, too many people are committing suicide because they feel that someone don't care too much of the pressure that they're dealing with is too much for them. But when you serve God, when you serve God, He will take care of you. He will shield and protect you. He said He will never leave you nor forsake you. Are you going to serve God today in this day and time? Are you going to trust and believe and have faith in the God that you serve, in the God that created us? Are you going to do that today? Because you know what? There is no safer place today than in God. If He called you to preach, preach. If He called you to evangelize, evangelize. Do God's service. Serve Him with all your heart, all your might, every fiber of your being. Serve Him. He is good to us. We're the ones that are not good to Him. We're the ones that take what He does for us for granted, because He's God. He's going to do this and He's going to do that. He serves us. Why can't we serve Him? Why can't we be the light in someone's darkness? If we have the greater one living within us, why can't we be the one that show forth love? Why? Because He's in us. Why can't we do that? God don't look for nothing from us but our praise and worship. And do all things in truth. I thank God for accepting me. I thank Him because He didn't have to accept me. I thank Him for cleaning me up and washing me with the blood. I thank Him for sending His only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. I say mine, I make it personal, my sins. And He continue doing it. So today, have a conscious mind today. And examine yourself. Because it's always a personal case. Examine yourself today and see where you're at. Are you serving? Do you like to serve? Or do you like to be served? And if you like to be served, how about changing to serving as well? Because we treat others as the way we want to be treated. So examine yourself today. Apply the word today to yourself. Find yourself in the word. Search through your Bible. See, we have the Bible. That's God's word, that we can go and we can eat from that table and feed ourselves till we can't feed ourselves no more. and begin to feed someone else with what you just eat. When you eat this word, you feed it to somebody else. Don't add, don't take away, but do what God said to do today. So I now turn it over into the hands of a... did you hear her? She said, already. Apostle Porter. Apostle Porter said, I have not started yet. So, Apostle, we just thank God for you, Apostle. We thank God. So I'm going to turn it over to the host. And I just thank you all for just being here, listening. As I now turn it over to Apostle Gloria Porter.
Really? Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was quick. Praise God. Oh, that was quick. Praise God. Praise God. You talked the whole time and it was a mute?
No.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, we do thank God for Sister Diane today. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, is I got somebody on the line going to say something today? Is you got something you want to say, might want to say too, something that she said? Serving and being served and all that, huh? Now, that's a job, serving and being served. That's a job. Most people don't like that job, you know. Think about it. Think about it, huh? Now, think about how, when you look at the different ones in the Bible that God called, each person he called, he gave them servants. He gave them servants, see, to do all types of things. Those servants had great abilities to do different things, perform different tasks, to be there. Now, which one would you rather be? You want to be the one that got the servants, is that it? I know how it is. Well, I want somebody to do all this work, do this housework, do this here, and do that. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. But Jesus came to serve. He came to serve. He served well, very well. He took care of needs of the people very well. He did. So he gave us an example when he washed the feet, the disciples' feet. He said that we ought to wash one another.
Amen.
But they done cut that out of church. Most of people, most churches, they don't want to do that anymore, wash each other's feet. And that was part of our service. When you had communion, you know the next thing, you wash the feet.
Yeah.
See each other's feet. But we don't want to do that anymore. Okay? Now, why? Why don't you want to do that anymore? You think you're too high-fived to do something like that? Well, that means you're not one of God's people. Because God's people are willing to serve. Mm-hmm. Willing to serve.
Amen.
And serve without complaining. All right? Serve without complaining. Can you serve without complaining? Well, why should I do that? Let them do their own feet. You know, carry their own bag. You know, do it yourself. You know, I was like that one time. I tell you. And somebody sure teased me about it too. I don't mind telling you. When I went through it, I did it to a prophetess. You know, but the way when I did it, it was less. How can we say it? It was because I was in the situation. There was racism going on. Okay. And I was with these people, you know, Caucasian. I was with these people. And their clothes needed washing. All right. Now, I was there. You hear? I was there with them. And their clothes needed washing. And I don't know if they asked me would I put them in the washing machine or what. Not, you know. Well, I got really hostile. Now, listen now. God sent me with these people, and I'm traveling with these people, and they asked me to do this for them. And it could have meant a lot of different things at the time. But, no, me and my black self said, I ain't no maid. I'm only a handmaid of God. I ain't no maid. I didn't come here to be no maid. This is what I said. Now, I could have kept that. You know I could have kept that, right? Well, something just came to mind. They never said anything to me anymore about anything, doing anything. They never said anything anymore. But something just occurred to me that happened with them that they never said anything. But then later on, about, I guess, 10, 15 years later, when I saw them, not with them anymore, but I saw them, and I asked this question. And people were giving them diamond rings, and oh boy, their hands had two or three diamond rings on each finger, you know. So I wonder why she didn't give me one of them, you know. Well, now I never thought about it until this moment. It probably was because I was told I wasn't no maid at the time. What, you know what she told me? I couldn't argue nothing. I see, everywhere we go, you giving these different ones, black, one of your diamond rings. Say the Lord told you, give them a diamond ring off your finger. I said, well, I'm with you, and you ain't never gave me one. You know what she told me? Say, God ain't told me to give you that. So that was the same thing like the maid part.
I wasn't obedient.
Just to put the, all I had to do was, the washing machine was there. All I had to do was put the clothes in there, washing powder, and turn it on. That's all I had to do, but that's my, me and my racist self. That's all it was, to tell you the truth. See? I did not want to serve. Well, you know, when you going places with them and you're the only person around or in the whole town, you know, the color, paste person of color, you figure that's what they want you to do. You know, that was mine. Not looking at the fact God is the one orchestrate this and said, go with them. See, so I had a bit of what? Racism in me.
Come on.
Even though I got threatening, all of that kind of stuff. See, I was looking at all of that, not looking at the fact that God is the one put us together to help one another. You get the picture, see?
Mm.
Didn't want to serve.
Come on now.
All right. Then we went on to another town, another place, and here I was again in a situation. Now I'm in a situation with some real racist people. And there we were staying there with them people. I'm telling you, this here sister here didn't get no rest that whole time was there. I was ready to leave all the time, the whole time. And so the man asked a question, you know, about being a maid. And I looked at him. Now, I done went through this with her at this other place somewhere down in Alabama or somewhere, wherever we was. And I just done went through that now. You know me. I went through that. But here somebody actually put me on the spot about this. And I told him, I'm going to just tell you the God and truth. I simply said, I am not a maid. I am a handmaiden of God.
Come on.
I simply told him. Now, first is only a couple of white Caucasian people. I'm going to say that. But this is a house full of Caucasians. This day house. And they happen to be card-carrying KKs. Why did he show me that? I don't know. But man, I was a scared sister. You see what I'm saying? Here I am. Ain't got a dime to my name. Here I am all the way up in day country. And I'm talking like that. Ain't no telling what other people could have done to me. But it's a good thing. The man say, don't be afraid. I said, I'm not afraid now. I was just as scared as I want to be. I said, I'm not afraid. He said, but I just keep it to show people what I used to be. That's what he said. Okay? He used to be it, but he lived next door to the chief, the main person. But he used to be, and he still got the guard. So that shows me you still dibbling and dabbing. You understand what I'm saying? You still dibbling dabbing. You live next door to the person, the main people, and you telling me I got the Holy Ghost. And let me tell y'all, did you think I was going to be a servant up in there? Huh? Oh, Lord Jesus. That's why I told him I was a handmaiden of God. I serve God. That's what I said. I did say that to them people. All right? And they just looked. All of them looked. I was still the only person of color. Wasn't no more of them around there. And both of them lived in a mansion. Okay? And we stayed in the mansion. They had me with them. But I refuse to be sitting up there serving your breakfast because I ain't cooking no breakfast. I ain't washing no dishes. Now, was that pride? Huh? Can you tell me that? Was that pride? Did I have pride at that time? It sounds like pride to me, don't it? I didn't even think about pride at that time. All I know is, you know, all these Caucasian people around here and talking about maid and serving and
because that's what they look when you serving somebody. That's how they look at you.
Yeah,
like you're their maid.
Because I was with them. Yeah, they wouldn't have me there for no other reason but to be their maid. Okay, you're right. That's what I thought. That's the way
that's
I thought.
People
now, that's the way I thought. I'm going to just tell y'all the goddamn truth. That is the way I thought. Okay, and I ain't think about being a servant of nobody. I done clean enough these people's houses and walked out a lot too, you know, because they act crazy. When they start getting crazy, I walk out the house and told them, keep your job and go on about my business somewhere else and find me another one. But that was my M.O. But I didn't do that. I thought, you know, they looking at me as I'm traveling with them, so therefore they got me there as their maid. And they look for me to do maid work. See?
Come on now.
And I told them I was not the maid. I don't want you to get it twisted here.
Amen.
No. Just because I got color, I'm a maid. And that's the only reason. Now, why come I couldn't be like Joseph? Ain't even thought about Joseph then. I ain't thought nothing about Joseph in the Bible. All I know, I was hostile because you feel that that's all I got to do, be the maid.
When we don't know better, we can't do better. But when we know better,
so I didn't do better. See what I'm talking about? I'm telling you. See the places you got to think about, the things you had gotten yourself into when it could have been different and better than what it was.
Amen.
You see? But they did not, those the people I was with did not treat me like no maid.
Come on now.
Okay?
Come on now.
They did not do that and in the least bit. When they ate, I ate.
Okay, now.
We all had, we had no money. We had just enough money, made just enough money in the revival that night to get a hotel room. And all of us was in the same room.
They hungry, you hungry.
They
too,
hungry,
right? Okay.
I'm hungry. You see, that's the way it was. But the church world, huh? Now, let me tell you, the church world.
Come on now. Come on.
We in a revival in some one-horse town. I don't know where it was. Back up in somewhere. I don't know if it's Tennessee, Kentucky, or one of them towns. Alabama. We was all around up in there. But this was one of them one-horse towns. They had no person of color in the town. We had a revival. Man, them people started, I say abusing the woman evangelist, prophetess, because they started saying, telling the man that his wife was going with a black man, and I'm the product of it. I'm her love child. I said, well, Lord have mercy, I wish I was a love child, you know. That's what I told him. I said, I wish I was a love child, you know, me, like that. I ain't had no better sense. So I said, well, ain't there something? They couldn't find any other story but that. First, I'm a servant. They want me to serve. First, you know, they figured because I was with them that I was, they made. And after then, they couldn't, they found out I wasn't made, they made me the love child. I said, what was I going to be next? You know? So next came, they were going to storm the house and kill me. That's what they were going to do. That was the next step they wanted to do. Then that's when I said, well, Lord, you got to get me out of this place. I said, God, I know you ain't bring me this far to get killed. I said, now, you're going to have to find a way to get me out of here. Couldn't find a way. I couldn't find a way. Nobody was there. Everybody went somewhere else, I guess, to get another place so we can put the tent up, you know, and everything. And I stayed to the house, you know, like. like that, trying to read and pray. And here come the devil. You think the devil gonna let you get by just like that?
Nope.
Joseph, he didn't mind serving. I ain't think about Joseph in no Bible. I ain't think about nobody. I was always thinking about myself at that time. Surviving. All I thought about was surviving. Do you see what I'm saying? That's why I can relate to you, because I have been in them situations where you don't think of, you ain't think about no God. You think about surviving wherever you are, the situation you in.
Yep.
And all you saying, God, you got me in this stuff. Now, how about, you know, getting me out? You the one told me to come. Now, I wouldn't have been here. I'd have stayed home, minding my own business. But you told me to come with these people. I'm here. I said, now you got to get me out. Do you see what I'm saying? We get ourselves in these places, and we ain't think about it. You thought I was talking about being a servant, and here I am in a situation with some crazy people talking about killing me and stuff like that. Oh, no. I ain't thought about Joseph. Now, Joseph, they tried to kill Joseph, but, you know, destiny would not have it that he be killed, because he had a job to do. God had something for him to do, and it also included serving. See, he ended up having to serve Pharaoh's people, Pharaoh's guards, Pharaoh's everything. He ended up being a great servant, and he did it well. He didn't complain. See, I was complaining. I was not no Joseph at that time. And I don't even know if I wanted to be a Joseph at that time. You hear what I'm saying? I didn't want to be no Joseph. I ain't thought about it. Okay? But he served. And he served so well till he got promoted. Do you see what I'm saying? He didn't complain. Well, God, why you got me in this condition? Why you got me in this place? Oh, I want to stay home with my mommy, my daddy. I don't want to be all of them and my crazy brothers. They don't want to be in this. I know they weren't no good, but I'd rather be home with them than I over here serving these people, serving these strange people and their God. Can you see that? That's just complaining away. Selfish. Mm. Now, you serve God, but you don't want to serve God.
Come on now.
Why?
Come on.
You don't serve in the capacity he wants you to serve him in. That means doing something for other people, even people you don't like and don't like you. Now, that
Amen.
Was hard, ain't it?
Yes.
That's a hard pill right there to swallow, isn't it?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, it is.
When you think like that.
But
see,
Lord,
but you
me.
Go and talk to God. God, you got to help me.
Yep.
Because these particular people, this particular person, I really ain't got nothing to say to them. I don't want to say
that.
But you know, God is so awesome that he going to put you in a predicament and put them in a predicament where somebody going to have to say something.
Come on.
Hmm?
Yep.
Now, it's up to you to take advantage of it. You see what I'm saying? For you to take advantage of it. I am so glad sometimes I'm just as blind as a bat. People be right there near me, around me, and I don't see them. I'd be so glad. I'm so glad, God. I don't know what happens. Their face is not familiar to me at the time. Or I could walk right on a person, and I don't know who it is. Or, you know, my eyes is like, I don't know where it be. I'm happy about that, because God has to be the one to do that, because, you know, I got two eyes, you know, and all I'm supposed to see. But would I serve that person? Hmm? Well, I'd give them a plate of food.
Yes, you would.
I'd give them a plate of food, glass of water.
Yeah.
I would do that. But that don't mean that me and you got to be buddy-buddy no more.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you have made yourself an enemy. Hmm? And if I'd have thought about Joseph during these times and even these times now, people have become enemies of one another. And one moment you lovey-dovey, the next minute you don't want nothing to do with nobody, and you going over there talking to Sally, Sue, and Joe and finding out dirt against them so that you can stop talking to them and you can be mad with them.
Come on now.
When you don't even know if it's true. How you going to serve somebody? How you going to do what God tell you to do by serving?
That's what the love of God is.
Huh? You cannot serve the people that God gave you to serve when you cannot obey what God has commanded you to do in that field of service. Did you get that? Think about it now. How you going to do that? Oh, I just can't stand him. You can't stand the devil, but you play with it. Huh? See?
Yes.
Every time you look, he run your mouth.
Yes.
He tell you the terrible things to say.
Come on now. Come
he give you an attitude so you go along with him. You serve him.
And you serve him well.
Well, that's me, you say. I don't want to be me. I want to get rid of me.
Yes,
no more me, no more I. It's the Christ that is within me.
Yes.
That's all I want it to be. But when I get to calling about, oh, well, this is just me. No, it ain't just you. That's you and the devil.
Yes, sir.
Huh? And y'all having a party, trying to work on somebody else that's serving the Lord.
Come on now.
That's serving the Lord. Because they do the right thing by people, by their enemies. By you. You don't like it. See? Why are you going to hate somebody to try to help you and show you the right way? That don't even make sense. You don't want to know the right way? Or you think you got it made and you know the right way? You don't a bit more know the right way than God didn't need to bring somebody to you to help you if you knew it. They serving you. Same way Joseph served his brethren and they did not receive the service.
Come on now.
The dream was to prepare them for their future. They too busy interpreting, but they couldn't interpret what God was saying to them. They interpreted it the way they felt it was supposed to be.
Amen.
So they missed it. You see what I'm saying? That door was closed. Do you get the picture of what I'm trying to tell you? When God has you to be a servant and he is getting you, putting you in position, preparing you for it, and you don't want it, he put people in your lives to help prepare you to do what? To serve and to be the best servant he got. To be a Joseph. That a man that was not selfish was willing to serve. A man that was willing to do whatever it took him to do to show forth the glory of God. Can we do that today? No. We got so many folks out here now hostile. I was looking at this something today. somebody, the governor or somebody, pardoned them to the couple that was on their front, come out their front door, pointing the gun, talking about they going to shoot the folks that was protesting. They going to shoot them, so he pardoned them. See what I'm talking about? We just as backward. We ain't serving no. You think that's serving you pointing the gun talking about this? You come up here, I'm gonna blow your so and so head off and call all them names and stuff. Call people them names. Somebody should have shot you just for saying, for opening your mouth. Now you would have real felt bad then when you want to prosecute him then, or he take them and put them under the jail. You see the difference? We allowing these things now to get us into situations that's detrimental to us. See, that's what we're doing now. We about ourselves. Me, mine, and nobody else.
And nobody else.
See, that's all they're thinking about today. Now, if you know, think about this now. I'm just throwing this little under. You know the planes out there having trouble.
Come on then.
They ain't got no pilots. They ain't got no attendants.
Flight attendants.
They ain't hardly got nobody at the sell the tickets. Huh? And you gonna catch a plane to go someplace. Go where? Stay home. Ain't that what you got your nice home for? You paid all that money for a home. What you do? Well, I'm going to get me a vacation. Well, on the vacation, you looking for somebody to serve you, right? Somebody, ain't you? You do? And then you get mad with them if they don't move like you want them to. Well, you in somebody else's country, somebody else's city, and you want them people to do what you want them to do when you home. Go home and get you somebody to serve you that you can boss around.
See that maid.
You can control. We know you don't even want to pay them. See? You want them to do it for free. You want to go back in the back days of the 1800s and the 1700 days. This is where you want to go. But these are not those times. We're in a different time, and our time is winding up where it won't be no more time for you to act like you crazy. Or to be crazy, better. No, you ain't acting. You just crazy. To be crazy. Do you get it? What I'm talking about? You have no regard for other people. You have no regard for people's stuff. You always want to steal somebody else's stuff they done worked hard to get. You want to steal their stuff and sell it to somebody else. That ain't serving. See, that's stealing. That ain't serving. It's a S all right, okay, but it's stealing. See what I'm saying? We all backward, but we want people to accept us. We want people to accept us. Well, no, listen, if I want to be Joseph, I want to be Joseph because people did accept him and accept him for who he was. And he had a God that he always stand by his God, and God stood by him.
Amen.
Through thick and thin, God stood by him as he kept standing by God. He did not take down. He's not doing like the cities today, the countries today, the counties, whatever you want to call it. Every state has done took and put God on the back burner. They done took him off. Huh? In other words, to them, God can't do nothing. We run the world. See? on the head. The people tell you you're doing this and you're doing that. You hear these people supposed to be in higher upper echelon of the world, and they tell me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not leaving my seat. Take them off, put them out, and put a boot on them. See? But you're going to let them do it. Well, they say, you know they did it. You know? Well, because they are sitting on a high seat and we can't touch them. Well, why are you going to touch the little man then when they do it? You're going to give them everything you can give them bad.
Come on now.
You might even hang them. See? And you're supposed to be serving the people, and you're using the people, misusing the people, abusing the people.
Come on now.
I don't know if I'm talking to you. If you're doing it, you're doing it. Stop doing it. You want to be big and big time and want to be one of the big dogs? Huh? Be a big dog, but be the best big dog there is. I don't know what's the good dogs, the big dogs. I don't know one dog from the other. But if you want to be one, be the best.
Yes.
You see? At least I'll name my dog Joseph, because he was the best.
Come on now.
Huh? Now, he was the big dog that did well. He bring everything that you need. Huh? When you need it. Before you need it, he probably had such sensitivities that he could know what you need before you even say anything. God had it that way. God could have it that way for you and I. God can do things for us we never imagined. And I even think about some of the other patriots of old. Think about them. Think about the men. Think about them. What they did, how they did it, they worked hard. Huh? To do God's bidding. They worked hard. Do you work hard? Or you complain all the time? Every time I look, you complain. Come on now. Everything ain't bad all the time. Something good sometimes. You know, or let's put it this way. Why don't you make it good? Change the atmosphere. Change your atmosphere.
Yes.
So that you won't have to be like that. You don't have to be like Joseph's brothers.
Mm.
You ought to be there. Jealous. Huh? So jealous you want to kill a man. Now that's jealous. Now you see why the Bible say jealousy is cruel as the grave. Because it will put you there. See? It do it every time. I don't like it because this and that. People done got real crazy. They jealous over the children. Children jealous over the parents. Well, they got all this money, and they won't give me none of it. Well, now, they may leave you some when they pass on, but they work hard to get that money and to take care of you, sent you to the best school. Now, you done got up now and done went out with the devil. Now, you want the devil to tell you to kill me to get my money that I worked hard for. Done without, sacrifice. Even had to be away from y'all, your children, to make money.
But I still can't get it because they go in jail.
Well, now that is the truth, ain't it? You still ain't going to get the money because you're going to go to jail. Ain't going to do you no good, is it? You just keep doing wrong. You let allow the enemy persuade you not to serve your parents. Well, I ain't going to be taking care of them when they get home. I'm going to put them in the nursing home.
Mm.
That's what a lot of children do.
That's what they do.
Put them in there
because
and forget them. And forget them. Now, they didn't do that to you. They took care of you and left some good cash for you.
Come on.
And you going to put them in the nursing home?
Come on now.
Why don't you spend some of that money on them that they worked hard for?
They don't want that responsibility.
See, you don't want responsibility. Isn't that nice?
They don't
want
to serve. They don't want to take
that,
care.
All of that is serve. All that is serving. You see what old Sister Diane say? All that is serve.
Because that's how I look. You know, my mom took care of me growing up.
Right.
So, you know, why can I not
take care of her?
That's what you do with your parents.
That is what you do, because they done like became little children, and they need to be taken care of now. They took care of you.
Exactly.
Now you can take care of them. It's their time.
But that's taking up too much of their
time. But, you know, we can't see that. I got to do this, and I got that. What you get? You ain't got nothing to do but stay whatever color you are and die. See, whatever color you are, you stay that and die. That's all you going to have to do. That's mandatory. Okay? But serving is something you do while you're still alive.
Yep.
Serving. You know? And people don't realize what serving can do. Look how it blessed children. He became top dog. Do you hear what I'm saying? You wouldn't think, you would not think the man of his caliber, where he was come from, Canaan and all around there. I mean, he come from a long way place, and they didn't have no dealings with them and all that too, you know. No. But what? God don't care where you came from. He can elevate you.
Yeah.
When you are a good servant, hear what I'm saying, a good servant. And he was a good servant.
Yes, he was.
But you know what? I'm going to say this and give it over to Sister Diane. Let me tell you, he got his brother, Benjamin, into it too. See, he fixed up something there and concocted something up there to get Benjamin. His baby brother Benjamin to be there with him. Hey, hallelujah. To enjoy the spoils. Oh, my God. I ain't talking about his father now. I'm talking about Benjamin. Because Benjamin is too very special. One of these days I'm going to go into that, y'all. I know I keep saying it. The Joseph Company and the Benjamin Company. I'm going to talk about it one day. Not many people talk about it, but I want to talk about it. Is that somebody there? No, that's me. And, I'm going to talk about it one of these days. Very special. Two very special guys. Serving God, serving the King, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Well, I thank you for a little bit of this here, just a little bit of this, and I think, you know, I didn't know what I was going to talk about there anyway. But anyway, Diane came up with a nice, this subject, praise God, amen. And we thank God for her bringing up this subject when I wasn't here. Amen. So thank God. Here she is. I'm gone.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth, trusting that you'll apply it to your life. Examine your life today. This is the time now for us to continue on a daily basis. Examine ourselves. Get it right with God. No day is promised to us. No day. So get it right today. In this world, time is at hand. So, you know, we thank you. We appreciate you each and every time that you come on, support us. We thank you. We appreciate you from the City of Victory. Time to talk about it. We appreciate you. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear it over again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. Or you can visit blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and tune in there as well. Share it with a friend. Bless someone else with the word as it continues to come forth. As you eat from the plate, share. Share what you're eating. Don't be greedy. Share today. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me believe. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go.
When I
let God,
let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. Soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let,
let
God. Let him have,
God
have his way there.
God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.